Let's go to Paula, who's calling in from Enosburg Falls. Hi, Paula. Go right ahead.
Hi there. I feel affordable health care for everyone is the biggest problem we face, especially in controlling our increasing budget. I want to know if Phil Scott will support universal primary care as a start to that goal.
Phil Scott?
I believe that we do need to address healthcare in many different ways. I think a lot of it is in prevention. Obviously, that's it's like with our energy. Conservation is most important in our energy policy. I think that gives us the biggest bang for the buck. But as well, in terms of healthcare, prevention is essential in trying to. It's the usage that we complain about when we talk about the costs. Sometimes it's the amount of services that we use. So prevention is important. I look forward to looking at ways that we can have both a more efficient process. I think the Green Mountain Care Board has done a pretty good job in trying to curb the increases in costs. But the challenge is they don't seem to reflect in our insurance bills. And that's the other issue that I think that we need to address. And a lot of it goes back, and I'm going to digress here a little bit. But
Before you digress, okay. I mean, Paula's question was specifically, do you support universal access to primary care? And you seem like you're on similar pages in the sense that what you're talking about here is prevention, negating the need for people to go to the emergency room. So to Paula's point on universal primary care.
I think universal primary care is essential. I don't believe that a single-payer proposal is what Vermont needs or can afford. But I am in favor of the usage, universal usage. But digressing a bit, again, we have a population of 620,000 people. Hasn't changed for a couple of decades, but we're losing our youth. We're losing this demographic from 25 to 45. 30,000, we've lost that 30,000 people out of that category alone since the last census. And when you think about healthcare costs and so forth, our youth are what support the rest of us that are using the medical services more. So if we have less of them paying into the system, that's a problem, and that's the area of driving. The proposal of trying to focus on the economy is so important to become a magnet for our youth to come to Vermont, as well to keep some of our youth here. And that's going to be essential in terms of healthcare costs as well.
Sticking with the healthcare question here, we've got a couple of listeners who would like to push you on your position, your longstanding position now, that we should be moving to the federal exchange away from Vermont's state exchange. Bob in Bridport says, if Vermont closes its exchange and moves to the federal exchange, it seems that Vermont families making less than $70,000 a year will lose up to $1,000 in current Vermont subsidies to their health care costs. Are you okay with that, or how do you plan to close this gap for Vermont working families? And we'll piggyback that with Walter in Montpelier, who says, as a constituent of yours, I'm nervous about your wish to move the exchanges from Vermont to the federal exchanges. If you do this, many Vermonters living from paycheck to paycheck would lose the subsidies that make these exchanges, and I'm no fan of them, Walter says, affordable. How does this fit into making Vermont more affordable, and what are your thoughts on universal primary care? So, both questions there about the federal exchange.
I think I want to clear something up. I have advocated that would be one of the options for moving forward would be the federal exchange. I think, first of all, we have to agree that their one-of-a-kind IT structure that we have in place right now, Vermont Health Connect, is a failure. It isn't working. There's fewer people than ever thought to be a part of it. And to this day, there's still problems with that. We spent over $200 million on this failed experiment. So we need to fix that. And what I've said is that we should be – I first of all, I think that we should be working with other states. I think we should be working with Northeast states is what I said to begin with. In fact, and again, if you look back to what I've said and what I've done, I was speaking to the lieutenant governor of Connecticut. And we were talking about our woes in Vermont with our healthcare, Vermont Health Connect. And they said, and as well, the lieutenant governor of Rhode Island, and they have the same problems. So they said, Connecticut said, well, we can help you with that. we can actually, we have an IT structure that is cloud-based. We can make it autonomous to ours, and it'll look like your system, but you'll use our structure, and it's fully functional. We help Maryland. We can help you. So I took Tim Ash, the senator from Chittenden, chair of the Finance Committee, as well as Jane Kitchell, chair of Appropriations. We jumped in my pickup truck, and we headed off and met the lieutenant governor of Connecticut with all of their people, because she's in charge of their exchange. And they came up with a system they said would work. In fact, they came to Vermont. They, right in my office, showed us a model of how that would work. And they, I brought the administration in, I brought legislators in, I brought joint fiscal in, and they showed us a model where they could sign us up within 6 months, working in tandem with them, working with them with a system that does fully function. So I guess the administration didn't think highly of the opportunity, because I think that the maintenance costs are going to be astronomical in the future if we go this alone, and having it coupled with other states would give us that balance, spread out the risks. So I'm saying either, and Hawaii actually had a system similar to ours. They decided to go with the federal exchange, but they kept a portion of theirs as well. So there are other opportunities to look at other states working with in tandem with them to get the same thing. And I think that we first have to get the structure working. And if it goes to the federal exchange, so be it. And I think that we'll supplement those subsidies. Because
how would you do that? So that's the question. I think
there'll be savings in trying to work with others.
You would preserve the subsidies that Vermonters currently get under the state exchange?
Yes, because they need help. I mean, obviously the rates in Vermont are much higher than the rest of the nation, probably because of our community rating, probably because of our demographics that I spoke about before. All that enters into having a higher cost in Vermont of doing business for healthcare. But let's just say if we could partner up with another couple of states, spread the risks out a little bit, utilize some of their plans, maybe more competition, I think we could actually have lower costs, lower rates than we've had previously. So I think there's a lot of opportunity, but we have to be cognizant of the fact that we don't have to do this alone. That we can work with other states in order to accomplish the same thing, because we're all facing the same issues. In fact, integrated eligibility, there's a program the governor wanted to spend $100 million to set that up, and he finally pulled the plug on that. But they told me in Connecticut, they texted me when they read that in Digger, I think. They said, don't forget that we could probably do this in conjunction with the health exchange that we were talking about for about $10 million. 10% of the cost of what was being projected. So those are the areas that we can find significant savings, but we have to be willing to work with others, because we're too small a state to do everything on our own.